morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
兄弟姐妹朋友们，大家早上好。
It's great to be worshiping with you this morning.
今天早上能够跟大家在一起崇拜神，真的很美好。
We've been going through this series on family for a few months now.
我们已经讲了这个家庭这个系列已经讲了几个月了。
It is my sincere hope that the Word of God has encouraged you.
我真诚的希望就是神的话语已经鼓励了各位。
I hope that the Spirit has been moving in your hearts.
我也希望就是圣灵能够感动各位。
I hope that you learned something new.
我也希望你已经学到了一些新的东西。
I hope that through God's Word and through the Spirit's moving that you're able to start to live after the pattern that God set before us.
我也希望就是通过神的圣灵感动你，神的话语，你能够就是能够真正学习到神的教导。
We all know the importance of family.
我们都了解就是家庭的重要性。
And family, relationally speaking, probably is the most important thing we have in this world.
那其实相对来说就是家庭可能在这个世界上是我们拥有的最重要的一个东西。
And is always something we can depend on.
家庭当然也是就是我们永远可以依靠的。
Although, unfortunately, it's also something that we easily ignore.
但是通常呢，虽然我们有时候通常都会忽视我们的家庭。
And oftentimes we only get reminded to turn back and look at our family relationship when something goes wrong.
往往是有时候就是有一些事情就是发生了以后，我们才就是被提醒，我们应该就是在我们要注重我们的家庭。
But what we want to do as God's children.
但是对于我们来说，作为神的孩子。
Is we want to set our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
我们呢要把我们的眼神定睛在我们的主耶稣基督上。
We want His words to always instruct us.
我们希望就是神的话语一直来带领我们。
So that we're not only turned to look at our family when something goes wrong.
所以呢，我们不仅仅只在就是有一些坏事发生的时候，我们才回到我们的家庭里来。
But we always know how God wants us to cultivate and invest in our family.
但是呢，希望我们呢能够就像神的话语说的，我们一直要来就是在我们的家庭当中投资，我们要培育我们的家庭。
And through our families, we can glorify our Lord.
通过我们的家庭，我们可以来荣耀我们的神。
Now we know that family is important.
我们知道家庭是很重要的。
We know we need to love our parents.
我们知道我们要爱我们的父母。
We know we need to honor them.
我们知道我们要荣耀我们的父母。
We know we need to teach our children.
我们知道我们需要教育我们的孩子。
We know we need to instruct our children.
我们也要教导我们的孩子。
We know we need to build our marriages.
我们知道我们要建造我们的婚姻。
We need to learn to love and sacrifice.
我们也学习要爱我们的家庭，并且为我们的家庭牺牲。
We need to learn this difficult but precious and important lesson of submission.
我们也要学习这个虽然是很难学，但是非常重要的这个人。这一点就是顺服。
But as Pastor Alex and I are thinking about what does God's people need to know from His Word with respect to family?
那就是就像刘长老和我一直在研究的，就是我们作为神的子民，那我们应该需要知道什么呢
？And not only for the children of God, but also specifically for our church, our local church body here.
不仅仅是说对神的孩子来说，但是更重要的就是我们这个教会需要学习什么呢？
The Lord strongly impressed me on an area of family life that I think is a vacuum.
神呢就是给我了很大的一个印象，就是我意识到这一点，就是在我们这个家庭这个方面，这一点是。这个方面是比较空虚的。
Oh, you saw the subject on the overhead today.
你看到了这个主题。
We've now moved into an area I realize is a vacuum in our lives.
我们呢就是今天呢要把这个话题移到这个方面，就是在我们家里这方面是比较就像是真空一样的里面。
It's a vacuum because it's an area that nobody wants to touch.
为什么说它是真空一样呢？是因为这个话题呢，没有很多的人想要探讨的这个话题。
I can't specifically remember in my life I've ever heard a sermon on in-law relationships.
我 就是在我所听的这个正道当中，我好像没有印象听到过，就是关于这个，这个姻亲的这个关系的正道。
There may be some wisdom in why other preachers don't preach on this subject.
或许这些就是讲道的人不讲的话，或许有他的智慧在。
Because it's very dangerous.
因为这个话题是比较危险的。
Whatever you say may be wrong to someone.
或许不管你说什么，对某些人来说总是不对的。
I even heard somebody upon learning that this is what we're going to be talking about today, respond to me this way.
我甚至听到，就是我有跟人分享，就是今天这个我们今天的这话题，他们的反应是这样的。
You're going to talk about in-law?
你要讲这个姻亲的关系吗
？And you're going to talk about what God's heart is about how we should approach in-laws?
你要讲那个就是神对我们这个姻亲这关系的心意吗
？I probably shouldn't come.
他说我或许我不应该去。
Because I already know I'm doing it wrong.
因为我知道我已经做的不对了。
So I don't have to come and hear that I'm doing it wrong.
所以我就不去了，免得我听到就是有人提醒我我做错了。
In-law relationship in and of itself is not absent in our lives.
那这个姻亲的关系在我们每个就是我们的生活当中都存在。
The vacuum is not that we do not have in-law relationships.
那这个真空的这个地段呢，不是说我们没有这个关系存在。
The vacuum is there is no love in the in-law relationships.
这个真空的这个地方呢，是因为没有在这个姻亲的关系里面没有爱。
We know we have to face in-law relationship.
我们知道我们要面对这个姻亲的关系。
Because we have in-laws.
因为我们都有那个这个姻亲的关系存在。
What are in-laws exactly?
那这个姻亲的关系是什么呢
？Simply, the in-law relationship is a familial.Right, a familial relationship or family in a relationship in the family that is only built and established through marriage.
那这个姻亲关系就是我们这个家庭关系，也是我们家庭关系的一部分。只是这个家庭关系是建造在这个婚姻的基础上的。
Before you have nothing to do with each other, you're not families.
那在结婚之前，你不是家庭，你没有关系。
But today, because someone else in your family is married to that someone else, and now all of a sudden you become family.
但是如今因为你家庭中的一员啊，与另外一个人结了婚，那你就跟另外一个家庭有了这个关系。
So we have in-law relationship. We have to deal with in-law relationships.
所以我们有这个姻亲关系存在，我们也要处理这个姻亲关系。
There are people teaching or books written on how do you deal with.Or cope with this type of relationships.
我们有知道有书也写着，就是我们要如何就是与这个姻亲关系相处。
There are some practical things we can do.
也有一些比较实际的方式。
To avoid conflicts.
那去避免一些矛盾。
To avoid arguments.
避免争执。
To avoid hurt.
避免伤害。
But there's nothing that deals with the love that needs to be.Within the in-law relationship.
但是呢，没有一本书是讲到，就是在这个姻亲关系里，我们要如何以爱的方式来。
I mean, we're barely surviving having to deal with our in-laws.
我们往往在这个姻亲关系的姻亲的关系上挣扎。
It's best if we keep distance.
所以我们如果能够保持距离，还是比较好的。
It's best if we don't interact with each other too much.
如果我们就是接触的比较少，反而会好一些。
Because it is just too difficult.
因为这个姻亲关系确实太难相处了。
It doesn't matter where you come from.
不管你从哪里来的。
In America?
在美国。
When you talk about in-laws?
当你讲到姻亲关系的时候。
Especially mother-in-laws for some reason.
特别是就是婆婆之间的。
岳母 ，yeah.It's always jokes. And then if you're obviously from Asia, you look at those soap operas,
你看那些就是电视剧,
the ones that captivate your attention,
那些电视剧里就是能够吸引人的,
and they would describe that tension between the mother and the spouse of their child.
所以在能够吸引你的就是他们描述这个婆媳或者
婆媳
之间的关系，
或者跟岳母之间的关系。And it doesn't matter if it's the mother-in-law to the son-in-law, or mother-in-law to the daughter-in-law, or father-in-law.
不管是婆媳或者岳母和女婿或者岳父和女婿和之间的关系，所有的关系。
If they get along, then the show is not good.
如果他们相处都很好，那这电视剧就不吸引人了。
Because you said that's not real life.
你会说这个不是真实的生活。
But man, you look at that and you said, how can somebody say things and do things so viciously? That is just unbelievable.
那你当你看着这些电视剧的时候，你就会感叹，为什么有人会这样子说这种话、这种事呢？
Man, that daughter-in-law is just so heartless.
那个媳妇就好像是根本就没心的。
Wow, that mother-in-law, she's that serpent reincarnate.
那个婆婆或者那个岳母就好像毒蛇一样。
And then you said, nobody can be like that.
那你肯定会说没有人会是这样子的。
And you get married.
那你人就会结婚。
And you said, oh.
然后你意识到。
I guess movies and shows reflect real life.
那你就会意识到这些电视剧啊，这些电影啊，都是其实从反映真实的生活的。
I know we're kind of laughing about it.
我知道我们都觉得很好笑。
There's some truth to it, isn't there?
但是这里面有一些真实的情况。
We want to live it through a soap opera. We don't want to live it in our own life.
我们呢想活在这个电视剧里面，而不想活在我们真实的生活里面。
You know what the biggest challenge about preaching?
那就是讲到最大的一个挑战就是。
Is how do we bring God's word and connect it into our lives today?
就是如何把神的话语就是带到我们中间来，和我们就是今天的生活联系在一起。Sure,
we can talk about some principles and lofty ideas.
当然我们可以讲一些就是神的话语，讲一些就是它的原则性啊之类的话语。But
it's so hard to do.
但是非常困难的。I
know the concept, but it's just far away from me.
我知道这些原则和概念，但是这些东西都离我很遥远。
The Old Testament talks about things from 4,000 years ago.
那旧约讲的事情是4,000年以前的事情。
Jesus and the apostle, they lived 2,000 years ago.
耶稣和他的门徒是生活在2,000年之前的。None
of them are Chinese or American.
他们当中没有人是中国人或者是美国人。So
it's fun to read it and listen to it, but what does that have to do with me?
我觉得读一读很好，但是感觉好像跟我没有很大的关系。So
there's challenge.
所以这当中有挑战。But
then when we want to bring God's word and have it speak into our lives, where an area is a vacuum.
但是呢，当我们呢就想把神的话语就是带到我们的生活当中来，特别是带到这个方面是我们所谓的真空的这个里面。
And it's probably a vacuum, not because we ignorantly left it alone, but we purposely want to leave alone.
这个方面呢，其实是我们就是很有目的性的，就是不想去搭理它。
How do we make God's word impactful to us?
那我们如何能够把神的话语呢，就是在我们的能够真正的就是影响到我们的生命？
I like a good challenge.
我喜欢就是挑战。
I'm sure you do too.
我相信你也喜欢挑战。
Now I said a good challenge, not just any challenge.
我不是说我是指一个很好的挑战，不是指任何的挑战。
We're not trying to make our lives difficult.
我们不是说要让我们的生活更加困难。
But if the challenge is good,
但是如果这个挑战是好的话,
which means through the challenge we learn and we grow.
那通过这个挑战呢，我们就可以学习，我们就可以成长。
And we know that through the challenge and overcoming the challenge, we become a better person.
那如果通过这个挑战，我们克服了这个困难以后呢，我们就可以成为一个更好的人。
Then that's a challenge, a good challenge, worthy of us taking it on, isn't it?
那这就是一个好的，值得我们去做的挑战。
In-law relationship is very important in our lives.
那姻亲的关系在我们生活当中是非常重要的。
Because we all have to deal with it.
因为我们日常生活中都得相处。
Now, if God's word doesn't teach us anything about it, then we do our best to manage it.
那如果神的话语在这方面没有任何教导的话，那我们就努力自己做好。But
if God's word has something to say about it,
但是如果神的话语在这方面有话语的话,
then the Holy Spirit will take God's word and will impress in our hearts.
那圣灵就会把神的话语呢就放在我们心里。
And if we're willing to take up that challenge,
那我们如果愿意就是接受这个挑战,
then we have the faith that God will change us.
那我们就有信心, 知道神会改变我们。
And that His promise of His full blessing to us in our family will be experienced by us.
那他的应许就是, 他的应许就是, 让我们在整个家庭中经历神这一点, 就是他会应许我们。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来到神面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning that we can come to your house to worship you.
我们的天父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能够来到你的你的殿里崇拜你。
Father, we want to come before you and we want to look to you.
神啊，我们想要来到你的面前，我们想要仰望你。
Lord, we are yours.
我知道我们是属于你的。
And you know we love you.
你也知道我们爱你。
And you know how desperately we want to experience your full blessing.
我们也知道我们是多么的切望能够经历你的全部的祝福。
Lord, we recognize that we are weak.
神啊，我们也意识到我们是软弱的。
And we recognize that in many things we cannot stand up to your standards.
在很多事情里面，我们都没有办法达到你的标准、你的要求。
But we want to fully recognize and proclaim.That when we cannot, you can.
但是我们也我们希望我们能够认识到，我们也能够那个宣扬，我们做不到的事情，你肯定能够做到。
You are the merciful God.
你是有怜悯的父。
You are the good God.
你是这位美善的神。
You are the patient God.
你是这位有耐心的神。
And you are the powerful God.
你是这位有能力的神。
So may you speak to us this morning.
希望你能够就是通过你的话语今天早上。
Through your words.
通过你的话语
through the Holy Spirit,
通过圣灵
that your people may be benefited.
你的子民能够受到益处
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求
Amen. Amen. Let us turn our Bible to the Old Testament, the book of Ruth.
来我请大家翻到我们的旧约圣经路德记
The book of Ruth, if you ever studied it,
路德记这本书，如果你曾经学习过的话
you probably have heard that this is a book centered on the theme of love.
那你应该知道，就是这本书其实它的中心就是爱。
It's so interesting because the book of Ruth is actually part of a historical book.
那这本路德记其实是一本历史的书。
It's a book that describes something that happened.
这是一本书，就是描述以前发生的事。
But in this historical book, the central theme is, let me tell you history. It's let me tell you about love.
但是其实这本历史性的书，它的中心就是爱。
And if you've studied the book, you'll know that the book of Ruth is actually a book of love that alludes to the love that God has for us.
其实如果你学习过这本书的话，路德记这本书的话，你就知道这本书的中心就是，这本书上提到的爱，就是和神的爱是紧紧联系在一起的。
Ultimately, the love story between Ruth and Boaz reflects the love of Christ in his church.
那在这本书里提到那个路德和波阿斯之间的爱就反映出来基督和教会的爱。
But the book of Ruth is so much more.
但是其实路德记这本书比我们刚才所提的讲的更多。
Because the book of Ruth does not only talk about a love between a man and a woman.
它不仅仅是讲这个一个男人和女人之间的爱。
And of course, it foreshadows the greatest love between Christ and his church.
当然也就是提到了这个最伟大的爱就是耶稣和教会之间的爱。
But it shows us always the love that God has for his people.
但也是让我们看到就是神对他的子民的爱。
And it shows us the love that a person can have with another person because they honor God.
我们也看到就是这个一个人和另外一个人之间的爱是因为他们荣耀神的爱。
Now we're going to look at Ruth chapter 1 today.
但是我们今天要看的是路德记的第一章。
We're going to look at verses 1 through 18.
我们要看第一节到第十八节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 through 18 describes the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
那路德记第一章第一到十八节呢是描述就是婆媳之间的关系。
But at the forefront, I want to remind brothers and sisters that when we read the story,
但是在开始之前我希望提醒大家就是我们读这个故事的时候
We don't just want to read the specifics, but we need to be able to extract the general principles that we can apply in our lives.
我们不仅仅是说在读这个故事，读这些原则，但是我们呢，就是要把这些原则性的东西呢，应用到我们的生活上来。
So this will not be limited to the relationship between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
但是当然，所以这里讲的是婆媳之间的关系。我们应用到生活当中来，是说不仅仅这是婆媳应用到婆媳关系。
But we will use this as a pattern to show us what the pattern God wants us to have in our family.
所以我们在我们的希望呢，就是能够从这里看到的这个模式呢，应用到就是神希望就是在我们的家庭当中，让我们显示给我们看到什么。
Whatever you are in relation to your in-law,
不管你在这个姻亲关系里的这个角色是什么。
Let us be willing to learn from the Lord's word.
我们呢都要有这颗愿就是愿意从神这里学习的这个心。
Starting with verses 1 and 2.
我们来看第一和第二节。
During the time of Judges, there was famine in the land of Israel.
当世事鼎盛的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
Food became scarce.
没有很多的食物。
Difficult probably to find job or to feed your family.
也找不到工作，家里人也吃不饱。
So this man from Bethlehem decided to take his wife and his two sons and travel to Moab.
那这个人就是在伯利恒有一个人呢，他决定呢带着他的妻子和两个儿子呢，去一个地方叫做摩甲地。
You know, Bethlehem and Moab.Are separated by sea, by ocean.
那你知道伯利恒和摩甲地其实是被海分开的。
Bethlehem is on the east.
伯利恒在东边。
There's the Dead Sea.
然后有那个死海。
And then there's Moab.
然后死海的另外一边是摩甲地。
I can't help but connect the parallel.
Can't help.
有一个平行的一个对比。How many of us were at a land in the east, and then for some reason we wanted to go to the land in the west that is separated by an ocean?
那我们当中有多少人呢？就是如果你住在海的东边，然后你会决定去突然迁移到海的西边另外一边去呢
？Asia,
亚洲
，Pacific.
然后太平洋
America.
然后到美国
There are different reasons for this move.
那这些迁移都是有不同的理由的
But for them, it was because of famine, because life was tough.
但是对他们来说是因为当时的饥荒生活很艰难
This man made a decision he thought it was the best decision he has for his family, and they moved across the ocean.
那这个人呢，就是在当时他觉得这是最好，对他的家人来说是最好的，所以他们决定去就是迁移到海的另外一边。
The Bible does not tell us that God told him to move.
圣经上没有说是神让他搬移的。
It was a decision that he made for himself.
但是这是他自己做的决定。
We know that in the land of Moab, they worshipped false gods.
我们知道在摩甲地呢，他们是崇拜就是假神的。
The land of Moab is outside of the land of Canaan, the promised land of God.
那个摩甲地呢是在那个迦南地的外面，迦南是那个神应许的一个地。
And so this man, on his own decision, based on his own will, made this move.
那这个人呢，就是自己决定要迁移到摩甲地去。
The name of this man was Elimelech. It's not important. And then his wife is Naomi. And the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion.
这个人的名字呢,虽然不重要,他的名字叫伊利米勒,他的妻子叫拿厄米,他的两个儿子,一个叫马伦,一个叫基连。
They crossed the ocean.
他们穿过这个死海,
lived in the foreign land.
住在了一个异地,
it doesn't say how long, but for probably several years.
没有,新闻上没有提到多少时间,大概几年。
But the plan of man,
但是这个人打算是,
often ends unexpectedly. 一个人的计划常常不会像他想象的一样实现。 Verse 3, Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died. And so she was just left with two sons.
那就像第三节提到的就是这个以利米勒,拿俄米的丈夫呢,突然去世了。
You know, that Proverbs 16:9 says that a man's heart plans his course, but it's the Lord that determines his steps.
那在箴言书第16章9节提到, 人心筹算自己的道路, 唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
He thought that he's going to provide salvation for his family.
他以为就是他带他的家人出来以后, 他的家人能够得救。
Difficult to live in a foreign land.
但是在, 一个异地生存也是很困难的。
Maybe there's some more food there.
或许呢,那个异地有更多的食物,
but you're in a different culture.
但是, 你在一个不同的文化背景里,
don't speak the language.
或许讲不同的语言,
people there look down on you.
本地的人看不起你。
And maybe because of the environment, the food is different, he got ill and died, we don't know.
或许就是, 环境的不同啊, 食物的不同啊, 或许他生病了才是。
And so verse 4 tells us that these two sons then stayed and remained, had nowhere else to go, and they stayed and got married there.
那第四节也告诉我们,他们两个儿子呢,就留在了摩甲地,没有去任何地方,并且娶妻。
For Jews, their standard practice is marry within your own people.
那对犹太人来说,他们的标准是,你的结婚对象一定要是犹太人。
Marry your own kind.
就是要和你自己同类的人结婚。
But in this case, they took two Moabite women and married them.
但是呢,在这里呢,讲到他们的妻子呢,两个都是摩甲地人。
One's name is Orpah, the other one is Ruth.
一个妻子的名字叫俄尔巴,另外一个叫路德。
And after they're married there, they live in that land for another 10 years.
那他们结婚以后呢,他们在那个摩甲地呢,又生活了10年。
Essentially, this family has made Moab, as difficult as it were, they have made Moab their home.
虽然, 摩甲地对他们来说是一个很, 艰难的地方生存,但是他们已在那边安家。
They have their jobs there.
他们有自己的工作。
They have their families there.
他们有了家庭。
They married there.
他们在那边结了婚。
Probably plan to have their children there.
并且可能, 在那边打算生子。
The verse 5 tells us the two sons also died.
但是在第五节也, 告诉我们, 他的两个儿子也死了。
And so now, the woman, Naomi, she's left without her sons and nor or her husband.
那现在只剩下拿俄米, 没有丈夫, 也没有儿子。
It's hard to imagine the kind of tragedy that she suffered.
那, 就是拿俄米所经历的这些, 我们都很难想象。
It's hard, but I think we can.
虽然很难想象, 但是我们也能够, 有一些, 就是能够想象到一些。
We don't know if she willingly moved up front with her husband, or because her husband wanted to move, so she had to go with him.
我们不知道起初的时候是她自愿的和她的丈夫一起迁移到摩甲地还是她是被迫的。
But being the godly woman that she is, she followed her husband.
但是她是一个属神的人,所以她跟随了她的丈夫。
She loved her husband.
因为她爱她的丈夫。
And her husband died, then her whole focus would be on her two sons.
那当她丈夫去世以后,那她的重点呢,就放在她儿子的身上。
She had something to live for.
那她为了她的儿子而活。
Probably happy to see the two sons get married.
或许看到两个儿子结婚了，他也很高兴。
But now the two sons die too.
那现在呢，两个儿子也死了。
What is she left with?
那她还剩下什么呢？
We can only imagine the bitterness and the pain that she would be experiencing.
那我们可以想象到她所经历的痛苦和一个苦处。
It is important for us to see that at this point, Naomi wanted to go back
那么在这里呢,
to the land of Judah.
对，很重要的，我们应该看到这一点，就是在这个时刻呢，拿俄米肯定是想回到她的原生地。
Verse 6 says, Naomi arose with her daughters-in-law, and she wanted to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard the field of Moab that the Lord had visited the people and gave them food.
那第六节就讲到，拿俄米与两个儿父起身要从摩甲地归回，因为他在摩甲地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Even in this opening of the story, there is something that we can keep in the back of our mind.
那虽然在这个故事里面，我们看得很清楚，但是有一点我们在我们脑子里应该有这一点。And
that is that will and it will be pertinent to our message today.
那这个第一点呢，对我们的今天的信息呢，是息息相关。Is
that at one point Naomi decided to return to the promised land.
我们要看到第一点，就是拿俄米想要回到他那个神的应许地。When
the family first left the promised land, they were walking a man's way.
那当她一开始她的丈夫带着她家人离开这个应许地的时候，他们是。
They experienced loss and pain.
他们经历了痛苦和失去。
They suffered.
他们是经受了痛苦。
But then at one point, they looked back to God.
但是另外一点呢，我们要看到他们也回头仰望神。
Saw God's provision.
他们看到了神的供应。
And they returned back to the place where God can provide.
他们呢就想，就回到了这个神所供应的这个地方。They
want to go back to God's way.
他们想要回到神的路。And
then when they return back to God's way, then we see how they walk in God's will and receive the full and abundant blessing of God.
那当他们回到神的路上，我们就可以看到神对他们大大的祝福。But
I'm getting ahead of myself here.
但是我就是讲的有点前面了。
When Naomi wanted to go back,
当拿俄米想回去的时候,
did she plan to go back by herself?
她是打算自己一个人回去吗?
Was she really alone?
她是真正的一个人吗?
No, when she wanted to go back, she was going back with her family.
她想回去的时候，她是想和家人一起回去的。
Well, who are her family?
那她的家人现在是谁呢?
Her husband?
他的丈夫吗?
In the ground.
他丈夫已经被埋葬了。
Her two sons?
他的两个儿子。
Also dead.
也死了。But
she had two daughters-in-law.
但是他有两个儿媳妇。
We see that not only in Naomi's mentality, but also in these two women's mentality, that they are a family.
我们也看到，不仅仅是拿俄米是这样想的，他的两个媳妇也是这样想的，他们仍旧是一家人。A
very important and very clear character of a family is that we move together.
当然就很清楚，也是很重要的，就是作为一个家庭来说，我们是要一起行动，我们如果要一起迁移的话，我们一起走。
It's not just moving your home, but when you move in life, there's a sense of unity.
不仅仅说是你要搬一个家，而且是这个我们要联合在一起，我们在一起的这个概念。
There's still ultimately a same direction we want to go.
就是最终呢，就是我们走的方向是一。
And not only do we move together, we support each other.
我们不仅仅是一起行动，但我们要相互支持。
And our support for each other is not just verbal.
我们的相互支持不仅仅是语言上的。
Oh, you want to do that? Sure, go ahead. You have my whole support.
不仅仅说语言上给予的支持。
No, you need to do that.
你需要语言上的支持。
Instead, you said you want to do that?
或许就是啊，
并不是只是用口头上面说我支持你，你好好去办吧。你要说你既然要这样去 ，then I will be here for you and I can move along with you。
你既然要去做，那我就在这里啊，就是和你一同行，并且支持你。
That's a demonstration of true support and a true unity within the family.
这就是一个家庭联合的一个表现。
You see, so when she wanted to move, her daughters-in-laws were willing to move together with her.
所以你有看到拿俄米想要迁回原地的时候，她的两个儿媳妇也和她一同。
So verse 7 tells us, so she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah.
那在第七节我们看到她和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
Naomi and her husband came out of Judah.
拿俄米和她的丈夫离开了犹大。
That was men's way.
那个是人自己走的路。
They lived a long period of time in Moab. We don't know how long, but at least 10 years, maybe more.
他们在摩押地住了很长的时间，我们不知道具体多少时间，但至少十年。
But now they're returning back, wanting to go God's way.
但是呢，他们现在要回去，就是想再走神的道，按照神的道路走。
You know, sometimes when we read the scripture,
有时候当我们读经文的时候
we say, well, the Bible is trying to teach us a very important spiritual principle.
我们会说这个圣经呢要想教导我们一个很重要的就是关于灵命上的一个原则性。
So Naomi is a perfect mother-in-law, and Ruth and Orpah are perfect daughters-in-law.
那这个这里就是拿俄米呢是一个完美的婆婆，然后她的两个媳妇呢就是两个完美的媳妇。
And so of course, when Naomi wanted to go back, these two perfect daughters-in-law said, "Sure, I'll go with you."
那当然，当拿俄米说她要回到犹大的时候，那两个完美的媳妇也会当然会跟他们说，我会跟你，我会跟你一起去。但是弟兄姐妹
，When we read the scripture.
当我们读经文的时候
we understand that scripture is reflecting true humanity.
我们也要意识到就是经文上所反映的其实是我们真实的人类。
Sometimes there are details that are not shown in scripture.
在有些时候就是有些细节可能在经文上没有描述出来的。
Scriptural characters are exactly the same way as you and I.
但是经文上所描述的这个人类的特性是跟我们今天的人一样的。
How difficult do you think it was for them to make this decision and to move together?
那你们有没有想到就是对他们来说能够要做这样的一个决定是非常的困难的。
Don't you think that in Naomi's mind, she would say, I know I need to go back to Judah.
那我们知道在拿俄米的 脑海中肯定是这样想的，我要回到犹大。
Now I could have told my two sons to go back with me, they'll listen to me.
那如果两个儿子还活着的话，我跟他们讲要回去，他们肯定会跟我一块回去。
And these ladies will have to go along.
那他的两个媳妇也肯定会跟着去。
But now how are they connected with me exactly?
那现在两个儿子死了，那这两个媳妇和我是如何联系在一起？
Do I even ask them to go back with me?
那我是要问他们要不要和我一块儿。
They're Moabites.
他们是摩押地人。
They don't know anything about the Jewish land and the Jewish custom or the culture.
他们根本就不了解就是犹太这块犹大这块地或者犹太人的这些文化。
We probably don't even communicate very well because our languages are different.
或许因为语言的不同，我们都不能交流得很好。
What if they say no?
如果他们不愿意和我回去呢？
I'm old. It's inconvenient for me to travel a long way across the sea, but I hope they would know that I need help.
但是我年纪也大了，如果我一个人就是要穿过这个海的话，也很困难。我希望他们也知道我需要一些帮助。
What if they don't want to, but in order to be respectful, they say yes, but they really, in their heart, they're bitter.
那如果 他们其实内心是非常不想跟我回去的，但是出于对我的尊敬，他们或许会在或许会同意和我一块回去，但是他们内心其实是很痛苦的。
What about for these daughters-in-law?
那对这些这两个儿媳来说呢？
Boy, this family is really falling apart.
那这个两个儿媳可能是在想，这个家庭已经分散了。
And now mother-in-law wants to go back to her own land.
那这个婆婆想要回到她自己的地。
I'm probably better off here.
但是对我来说，如果我仍旧生活在这里，会对我来说会比较好。
I mean, I know she needs some help.
我知道她可能需要一定的帮助。
Maybe I just send her to the ocean, and then she can take the boat and go across herself.
或许呢，我可以送她到这个船上，她可以自己乘船回去。
But what am I supposed to do for her?
那我应该我对她我应该对她做什么呢？
The Jews definitely do not like the Moabites.
那当时那个犹太人是肯定不喜欢摩甲人的。
So if I'm there, for sure I'm going to be discriminated against.
那如果我到了一个犹太人的地上，他们肯定会看不起我。
What kind of future am I going to have?
那我的未来会如何呢？
Because that woman, or my mother-in-law, once she goes back, she's not even going to own anything there.
那因为我的婆婆回到犹大的时候，她是身无分文的。
We don't know what kind of relationship they have with each other.
我们不知道他们之间的关系到底怎样。
But it's not difficult to imagine at least they're close.
但是我们可以想象到他们也是比较亲近的。
We don't know if they live together or live nearby or they live far apart. We don't know that.
我们不知道他们是住在一起或者住得比较近或者是还是住得比较远的。
We don't know if Naomi is the type of mother-in-law that would say to Ruth, hey, you know, my son really needs this.
我们不知道拿尔米是不是这一类婆婆就是会跟媳妇说我儿子真的很需要这个东西这个。
When he eats fruit, you have to cut it in pieces and then he'll eat it.
那我儿子吃水果的时候你要把它切开。
So you cannot serve him fruit by itself, you have to cut it like the way I do it.
那你在给他水果之前你一定要把它切好以后给他。
Or we don't know if Naomi is the type of mother-in-law that says the opposite.
或许我们也不知道就是拿了你是不是跟我们刚才描述的这个是相反的呢
says to Ruth, why are you cutting the fruits for him?
或许他会跟路德说你干嘛要把水果切开
He's a man, he needs to eat apple by itself. He doesn't have to need to cut it like that. You don't have to serve him like that. I don't do that.
他是一个大人他自己可以他自己可以吃水果你不用给他切。
We don't know if Naomi is the type of mother-in-law that says,
我们不知道拿尔米是不是也是这一类的婆婆。
My son likes to kick his blanket when he sleeps at night.
或许他会跟他说我的儿子晚上要踢被子。
So please don't mind me when I walk into your bedroom at night and put the blanket on you.
所以晚上如果我走到你们房间来帮我儿子盖被子的时候希望你不介意。
That's a true story.
这些都是真实的故事。
We don't know how Ruth and Orpah are to their mother-in-law.
我们也不知道就是路德和拿尔米之间的关系是怎么样。
You know, we don't know if they love having Naomi come over and cook up a meal for them or not.
我们也不知道就是他们就是是不是很喜欢拿尔米来到他们家里为他们做饭。
Or that they said, oh, every time Naomi comes, she messes up my kitchen.
或许他们会这么说这个婆婆拿尔米来的时候每次来的时候把我的厨房搞得乱七八糟。
We eat very healthy at home. We don't use any salt. But she comes, man, she just like opened the can and just dumped the salt in there.
我们在家都吃很健康的我们都不用盐但她来的时候她就把盐放很多的盐。
But I tell you, it's not hard to imagine. It does happen in their household.
但是我跟你说这些都其实不难想象在很多家里都这样发生。
Because it happens in our households.
我们的每个家庭都有这样子的问题。
Everyone's story is a little different.
每个人的故事有一点不一样。
Everyone's reason for discomfort is different.
每个人觉得不舒服的这个理由都不一样。
But what is the same is we're so different and it's better not to be with one another.
所以但是同样的一点呢就是我们会说我们每个人都是不一样的我们还是不要在一起比较好。
But what we see...In the description following, I think exemplifies how God wants us to see the way we can relate to one another.
那我们在这里就是经文上可以看到的，就是神要神希望我们看到的这些，就是我们能够把这些东西都 就是放到我们的真实生活当中来。
We read in verse 7 that they were ready to set out. Actually, in fact, they were on their way, these three women.
我们也看到第七节，我们看到就是这些他和Naomi 和他的两个儿媳妇其实已经在回去的路上了。
The Bible just says they're on their way going back to the land of Judah.
那经文上是说他们已经离开他们所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
And verse 8, but Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to your own mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt kindly with the dead and with me.
那第八节就是说，拿俄米对两个儿媳妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。
Why is it that they already all packed? They're ready to go make this journey. Why is it that all of a sudden Naomi said to them, "Why don't you go back?"
那在他们正准备出发回去的时候，那拿俄米为什么要这样对他们说呢？
I mean, we should be able to appreciate the type of emotion and feelings that they're going through.
那我们其实应该呢，就是可以看到就是他们当时内心所经历的这些
They recognize the importance of family.
他们认识到就是家庭的重要性。
They know that they're there for each other.
他们也知道他们在一起呢是相互支持。
But they're mourning a type of loss that very few can understand.
但是他们就是为失去的这个表达痛苦的方式呢是不一样的。
The loss of loved ones.
他们失去了爱人。
The uncertainty about your future.
对你未来的不确定性。
Leaving your homeland.
离开你的家乡。
Really having nothing.
没有了一切。
It's a difficult journey.
这是一条很痛苦的路，很困难的路。
I mean, we can imagine there were little words exchanged between them.
我们可以看到他们中间的就是这些
可能不是很多话 but there's a lot of sadness
但是呢充满了痛苦
there's probably a lot of tears
并且很多的眼泪
Naomi not only lost two sons her husband she lost two sons
Naomi 不仅仅失去了两个儿子并且失去了丈夫
she's leaving the place she's called home
她离开了这个地方对她来说是这个家的这个地方。
She saw these two women who are her daughters-in-laws.
但是当她看到这两个儿媳妇的时候
She saw their pain.
她也看到了她们的痛苦。
She empathized with them.
她也同情她们。
She was thinking about these two women who's leaving their own home that they grew up with, their own people that they grew up in.
他也看到当他这个两个儿媳妇要和他一起回到犹大的时候
And she understands the difficulties they may face going into the land of Judah.
他也了解到就是对他两个儿媳妇来说离开他们所生所长的地方是多么的不容易并且要去一个地方对他们来说都不熟悉的地方也很困难。
These few words that are recorded in verse 8 shows her love for them.
那其实第八节所讲的这些话呢，其实就显示了拿俄米对他两个媳妇的爱。
A very deep and committed love.
非常就是很深很有承诺的爱。
She cared about them.
她对他们非常的在乎。
She was sensitive to their needs.
他们对他们很细心。
She was thoughtful to them.
她对他两个儿媳妇也很用心的。
And she was grateful to them.
她对他们也心存感恩。
She said to her daughter-in-law, "You have been kind to me and to my family who died."
她和她的两个媳妇说，你们俩对我们的家已经很好了，并且对已死的我的两个儿子也是非常的好。
I see your heart for me.
我看到你对我的心。
And I'm grateful.
我很感恩。
Her love was sacrificial.
他们的爱是就是一种牺牲的爱。
She was willing to part with these two ladies.
她对两个媳妇的爱是一个牺牲的爱，她愿意就是和她们分开。
She says, "You go now, each return to your mother's house."
她对两个儿媳妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧。
Was Naomi not their mother?
那拿俄米不是他们的母亲吗
？Well, in a way.
那相对来说。用一种方式来说是的是他们的母亲
but she's only mother-in-law
但是她其实是婆婆
but they are her son's wives yet she said I am willing to release you and go back to your mother's home.
但是呢，这两个是他的儿媳妇，他愿意跟他们讲说，我会让你们去回到娘家去吧。
And not only was she willing to be sacrificial to release them and being sensitive to them, she blessed them.
她不仅仅说愿意牺牲自己啊，让他们回娘家去，她并且祝福他们。
Verse 9, she said, May the Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband.
那第九节说，愿耶和华使你们各在新夫家中得平安。
I'm releasing you out of this family. Go find yourself another husband, and may the Lord bless you.
我让你离开这个家啊，希望你们能够找到新的家，并且在新的家里得到祝福。
Can you imagine how can Naomi do this?
那你们能够想象吗？拿俄米如何能够这样做呢
？She had nothing.
她没有拥有任何东西。
Materially, she had nothing.
物质上对她来说，她
relationally she had nothing.
关系上她也没有。
Emotionally, she was empty.
那情绪上她也是空的。
How could she still let these two women go? Her only remaining.A semblance of family member go and yet still bless them.
那他是如何让他仅剩下的这两个就是亲人让他们离开自己并且要祝福他们呢
？Because that was not human love.
因为这不是人的爱。
That was a godly love.
但是这是一种神的爱。
That was because Naomi started to look to the Lord for the provision of her life.
因为拿俄米现在就是他是回头看神他。看到了神的供应。
She had to, right?
她一定要看神。
Nothing in this world can provide for her needs.
因为在这个世界上已经没有任何东西。
But she looked to the Lord and she reflected the kind of love that God would have us have even to someone who's our in-law.
她回到了神这里，她就反映出了神对就是神的爱。
Then they kissed.And they lifted up their voice and they wept.
然后拿俄米他们亲嘴，他们就放声大哭。
But look, brothers and sisters, verse 10, it is so beautiful. This is a beautiful love story.
但是我们看第十节，非常的美，一段非常美丽的经文。
Because these two daughters-in-law said to Naomi, "No, we will return with you to your people."
这两个儿媳妇和她说，不然我们必与你一同回你本国去。
They said, "No, we're going with you."
他们和拿俄米说，我们和你一起去。
We're with you. We're family.
我们是一个家庭，我们要在一起。
And you want to leave us here? You're being sensitive, but no, we're committed to you. We are loyal to you.
虽然你对我们很细心，你想把我们留在我们的自己的国家里，但是我们。我们对你是忠诚的，我们要和你。
We've already left. We started this journey already with you.
我们并且我们已经在路上了。
We're all packed up. We're ready. We took the steps.
我们全都已经打包打好，已经在路上了。
Life will be difficult, but we are your family.
虽然是在我们面前的生活是困难的，但是我们是一家人。
They did not support with their heart or superficially only. They already committed with their lives.
他们不是说用些表面的东西来相互支持，但是他们已经对这种就是已经承诺了这个爱。
Brothers and sisters, look here in verse 11.
来，我们来看第十一节。
Naomi at this point changed.The way she spoke to these two ladies.
那拿俄米现在就是改变了一种说话方式。
She said, "Turn back, my daughters."
她说我女儿们呐，回去吧。
Verse 8, she said, "Go back to your own mother's house."
第八节说你们各自回娘家去吧。
But she knew.
但他知道
that when the two ladies said no, we're going with you to your people, because they consider her their mother.
因为他，但是他知道，当他两个儿媳妇和他说我们要和你一起去你的本国，因为他们
What Ruth and Orpah expressed to Naomi was that, no, you are our mother.
所以, 俄巴尔和路德在这里上,
Naomi
表达的是,
Naomi recognized that these two ladies see her as their mother, and so she called them daughters in verse 11, 12, and 13.
所以, 拿俄米也认识到就是这两个儿媳妇把她当作真正的母亲, 所以在第十和十一节, 她也称她们为女儿们。
She said, turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husband? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way. For I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband this night and should bear a son, would you therefore wait till they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter for me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me.
拿俄米说：“我女儿们呐，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们呐，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。媳妇说：我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他们长大呢？” 你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们呢，不要这样。我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。The
in-law relationship is so odd.
那这个姻亲关系其实是非常奇怪的。And
the love between the in-laws. It's even odder for us to understand.
那姻亲之间的爱呢, 也对我们来说是很难的理解。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们,
the love between in-laws in a way can be said that it is even a stronger love.
那其实在某种, 某种意义上来说, 这个姻亲之间的爱呢, 其实应该比, 是一种更强烈的爱。
It's a greater love.
是一种更伟大的爱。
It's a godly love.
是一种神的爱,
because this is a love that starts with a commitment. It's a greater love than the way we love our birth families.
因为这是比我们就是爱自己的这个, 有血缘关系的家人的更伟大的一种爱。
It's a greater love than even the love we have with our husband and wives.
那其实这种爱是应该比我们, 夫妻之间的爱更大的。
And it's a love that reflects the kind of love that God has for us.
那这种爱其实是, 反映出了, 神对我们的爱。
The love we have for our children is natural.
那我们对孩子的爱呢, 是一种很自然的现象。
You ask, why do I love them? I don't know. I guess because they're my children, I gave birth to them, so I love them.
你, 如果问我为什么要爱我的孩子呢, 我会回答说我不知道, 或许是因为我生了他们。
They can be obedient to me, they can be disobedient to me, they can spend time with me, maybe they're out, they're doing their thing, they can hurt me, they can neglect me, but somehow I just have love for them.
他们或许呢, 会顺服我, 或者不顺服, 或者他们也会伤害我, 但是无论如何, 我都会爱他们。
At one point, we have to will our love for our children. Yes, at one point, we have to will our love for them.
但是就是有时候到一个地步我们要很刻意的努力的去爱那个我们不可爱的孩子
But our love for them is natural.
但是我们对他们的爱是自然的。
You know the love we have for our spouse?
那对我们就是配偶之间的爱。
I mean we just how do you know you love each other?
那你怎么知道你是相爱的呢?
I don't know, I saw the person and somehow I just have this feeling.
我不知道，我看到这个人的时候，我就有这种感觉。
I don't have the feeling for other people.
我对其他人没有这种感觉。
And then somehow she or he has the feeling for me, so we love each other.
嗯，那相就是同样的，他对我也这种感觉，所以我们就相爱了。
The love between a man and a woman is natural sometimes.
所以有时候就是一个男人和女人之间的爱也是自然的。
Yes, at one point maybe we have to will our love for our spouse.
所以有时候我们也要，有时候到一个地步，我们要强迫我们自己努力的、刻意的去爱我们那个配偶，是不是？
But mostly it's natural.
但是大部分的时间来说，还是一种自然的爱。
But which one of us, when we married,
但是
我们当中有多少人 when you fell in love,
当你坠入爱河的时候
you fell in love with your spouse's parents,
你会和你就是你配偶的父母也相爱呢？
Actually, a lot of times you say to your spouse,Good thing you're not like your parents.
很多时候，或许你会和你的配偶说，幸好你不，你和你的父母不一样。
But for those of you who are not married,
但是，对我们当中没有结婚的人
，Note this.
你们需要了解这一点。
When you make a decision to marry someone,
当你就是决定要和一个人结婚的时候
，That person is connected to their family.
那个人和他的家庭是一体的。
Cindy and I used to think we're so different from our parents.
我和我的太太以前总是觉得我们和我们俩和我们的父母都是非常不一样的。
It's very weird to say that because both our parents are here.
我们的父母都在这里，我们感觉就是很奇怪这样说。
It's both difficult and enjoyable. I don't know how to describe that.
但是。就是各方面都有，也有时候也比较困难，有时候也是很，我们也很开心，很乐意。
We used to think we're so different from our parents.
我们以前总是这样想，我们和我们的父母是如此的不同。
But over time, we realized how much we're like our parents.
但是这么长时间下来，我们就已经意识到，就是我们和我们的父母是多么的相像。
Not only do I see Cindy like her parents, I see myself like my parents.
我不仅仅是看到我太太 和她的父母很相像，我也意识到我自己其实跟我的父母也很相像。
We come together through marriage to build a family.
我们通过婚姻走到了一起，建造了这个家庭。
But that marriage brings in the family relationship, which includes either your spouse's parents.Or your son and daughter's spouse.
那这个婚姻的关系就把我们带就是带来了就是我们的就是配偶的各方面配偶的家庭，或者对岳父岳母或者婆婆公公来说，你就也有另外一个家庭，就是你儿媳或者你岳父就是你女婿的这个家庭。
We need to be clear on that.
我们需要清楚的知道。
And so because our feeling, our love was not first for the parents, or for that person who's marrying my son or daughter,
我们应该意识到就是我们的第一个爱就是不是给这些姻亲的。
Yeah. 不论是对你的公公婆婆也好，你岳父岳母也好，或者说做父母的你不是先去爱你的那个女婿或者是你的这个儿媳媳妇 But we need to recognize that through marriage they have become our family.
但是我们一定要认识到通过婚姻他们已经成为我们家庭的一部分。
For the ones who are married,
那对我们当中已经结婚的人来说
Genesis chapter 2 says you must leave your parents and hold fast to your spouse.
那在创世纪第二章说过你一定要离开父母
And the two shall become one.
你两个人连接在一起
That is to say the priority in your family relationship has shifted.
那这个其实是告诉我们就是在我们的家庭关系当中这个重要性已经转变了
You shift from dependence on your parents now to each other in the marriage.
那你结婚之前是依靠你的父母的，那现在结婚以后呢？你们两个配偶之间就要相互依靠。
But it is not a replacement.
但这并不是一种代替。
You do not abandon your relationship with your parents. You do not forget God's command to honor them.
你并不是说你可以放弃你自己的父母，这并不是神的就是神的要求。
You love your own parents naturally.
你人就要荣耀你的父母，你要爱他们。
But your spouse's parents have also now become your parents.
那你配偶的父母现在也成为了你的父母。
And you must will yourself to love them.
那你一定要强迫你自己爱他们。
The feeling will come.
然后呢，这种感觉就会随之而来。
And blessing will come.
那神的祝福也会随之而来。
And for the parents.
那对父母来说。
When your child grows up and they're married,
当你的孩子成人以后结了婚,
their primary priority relationship in the family is the marriage themselves.
那对他们孩子来说，他们的最首要的任务，最重要的是他们之间，他和配偶之间的这个关系。
The Bible says the two shall become one.
那圣经上说，这两个人要成为一体。
So your son and your daughter who are married, the couple, two of them, are both your child.
那你的儿子或者女儿，他们结了婚以后，他们两个人就都是你的孩子。
See, this is just so something unusual for us to know, because this is not the culture and our understanding that we came from.
我知道这对我们来说好像觉得不一样，因为我们的文化不是这样教
的。But if we understand what God's word is teaching us, brothers and sisters,
但是如果你能够理解神的话语的话，
then we will not get into a lot of the situations that create a lot of the heartache and the conflict that we have.
那我们就不会进入到那种使我们就是伤心或者相互伤害的这种情形当中。
Or your parents this and this and this.
那你就不会说啊，你的父母是如何如何的。
No, 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 no. Your parents is this and this and this.
那我就会说不是这样，你的父母才是这样子。
My parents are different. That's your parents.
我就会说我的父母不一样，但是你的父母也是。
Are you two one flesh or are you two different people competing with one another?
那你们两个是一体的呢，还是两个人是不一样在相互竞争的呢？
Or do you look at your daughter and go, man, your husband is so useless?
那你看着你的女儿的时候，你会跟女儿讲吗？你的丈夫是这么没用的一个人。
He's such a bad man.
他是一个很不好的人。
Like, what do you think? How do you think your daughter will feel when you hear that?
那如果你这样跟你女儿讲的话，你女儿会怎么想呢？
Or you tell your son.
或许你会跟你的儿子说。
Man, your wife, she doesn't know how to cook.
看看你的媳妇连做饭都不会做。
She doesn't know how to raise my grandchildren.
她也不知道怎样教育孩子。
Wait a minute.
你再看一看。
Your child's husband or your child's wife, they're also your child.
你要再想一想，你看你孩子的配偶也是你的孩子。
If you really care about them,
如果你对他们真正在乎的话，
like Naomi did for her daughters-in-law,
就像拿俄米对她的两个媳妇，
you'd be loving.
你会爱他们。
You'd be caring.
你会在乎他们。
You'd be sensitive and thoughtful.
你对他们也会有很细心很用心的。
And you know what? You would be grateful.
你会对他们也心存感恩。
Because they're taking care of your son or daughter.
因为他们在照顾你的孩子。
And you can start to see that as difficult as it is, your in-laws are loving you and caring for you.
虽然就是你觉得很困难，但是你可以看到他们都他们都很在乎你。
And if you understand that your family now includes your parents-in-law,
如果你现在也明白，就是你的家庭也要包括你的，就是你的婆婆公公、岳父岳母。
It's not my family versus yours.
现在不是说我的家庭和你的家庭。
We are all together as a family.
我们是在一个家庭里面。
And this is not only in concept, but this is in life and action.
这不仅仅是我们是概念是这样子认为的，我们要在生活当中也是这样子做。
Because God's word tells me you're my parents.
因为神的话语告诉我，你是我们的父母。
But man, it feels so weird.
虽然感觉很奇怪。
I don't have any feelings for you.
我对你没有任何的感觉。
It's weird to call you dad and mom.
我如果叫我称你们父母的话，我觉得很奇怪。
You know, we're such different people.
我们是非常不同的人。
But instead of avoiding each other.
但是为了就是但是不要就是相互避免，相互避开。
Yeah.Instead of avoiding each other, we're actually learning to love one another and support one another.
我们应该学习呢，就是要相互的爱，相互的支持。
With the moving of the Spirit and with the conviction of God's word, we are willing and willfully loving one another.
那通过就是圣灵的感动和神的话语的激励，我们要就是很主动的、很自愿的去相互的爱。
Brother and sister, that type of love is strong.
那这种爱就非常的强烈。
That type of love is godly.
那这种的爱就是神的爱。
And that type of love cannot be shown by human beings alone.
那这种爱呢, 就是光光我们人类自己是做不到的。
But if we look to God,
但是我们如果看神的话,
you'll have the capacity to give.
那你就有这种能力去给。
And you'll have the capacity to taste the sweetness of what God calls as true love.
那你就会有这种能力去尝到神所谓的真正的爱。
And you get a chance to taste, have a real taste of the kind of love God has for you.
那当你能够真正的尝到神所给你的这种爱。
Naomi and Ruth eventually were so blessed by God. Ruth met a man named Boaz. A God-fearing man. A sensitive man. A strong man. Happens also to be a wealthy man. In this life on earth, Ruth and Naomi were provided for because of God's blessing.
在这里所提到，这些第一切的是神所给的，因为他们是敬畏神的。
But you know that Ruth also was the great grandma of King David.
但是你同时也知道吗？其实路德是。 大卫王的太祖母,
which makes Naomi his, I don't even know, great-great-grandmother.
那Naomi就成了, 大卫王的这个太太祖母。
And the Lord Jesus Christ came through the line of Ruth.
那你没有看到就是, 主耶稣基督就是从路德这里来的。
Look, we walk man's way.
你有没有看到我们是走人的路？
I think we use our best ability to deal with our in-laws.
我们呢总是用我们竭尽我们的全力与就是姻亲相处。
We didn't choose them, but through circumstances they became our family.
我们没有选择。 我们的姻亲，但是呢，通过婚姻，他们成了我们的家庭。
Many of us probably experienced a lot of loss and hurt through that relationship.
但是通过这个，从这个关系当中呢，很多人或许经受了一定的痛苦和挣扎。
Not because lack of trying, but just because we're men, we're weak, and we walk our own ways.
并不是说我们没有试图去做好，但是是因为我们是人。
But will you be willing to walk God's way?
但是你愿意就是走神的路吗?
Return back to God's way.
我们回到神的路上来。
That's why we're looking at God's word.
这也是为什么我们要看神的话语。
And I tell you, God's word is true. God's word is sure.
我告诉你，神的话语是真实的，神的话语是确定的。
If we return back to God,
如果我们回到神身边,
I guarantee you, you will see blessing in this life.
你肯定在你的这一生当中，你就可以看到神的祝福。
And we trust that we will see blessing in our children and our children's children.
我们也可以看到，就是神对我们孩子，并且孩子的孩子的祝福。
And our lives and our family tree will be different.
那我们的生命，我们的家庭都会不一样。
And the Lord bless His own word.
那愿神祝福他的话语。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
父啊，我们感谢。我今天早上。We
thank you that you, through your revelation, you teach us about your heart for family.
通过你的启示，你教育，就是我们对家庭的心。There
is a love between the in-laws that only Christians can experience.
我们知道，在姻亲的关系里，有一种爱是只有我们的信徒能够经历的。Not
because we're special, but because you're special.
并不是说我们是特别的，但是因为你是如此的特殊。Well,
I know. To have love for our in-laws is kind of a vacuum in our lives.
我们知道，在我们的生命当中，对姻亲里面的爱是一个，好像是一块真空地。But
we look at the way Naomi is, and the way that Ruth is, and the way they are with each other.
但是我们又看到，就是我们看到拿俄米和路德，然后他们的相处。Lord,
may you be gracious to us.
愿你给我们祝福我们,
and allow us to be able to love because you have loved us.
请你让我们爱，因为你爱了我们。Lord,
heal our hurts.
请你治愈我们的伤害。Lord,
have we gone down the wrong path?
主啊，如果我们走了歧途,
encourage us to return to you.
请你鼓励我们回到你的身边。
Help us to have the faith and the confidence that our Lord Jesus Christ will restore us.
请你就是重新给我们信心，在你里面的信心。
I pray, Lord, that this will be the testimony of your people.
我祷告就是这能够成为对你们对你的子民的一种见证。
That your love will win.
你的爱会最终会胜利。
And your love will win in our families.
你的爱在我们的家庭中也会胜利。
And your love will win with the way we are with our in-laws.
那我你的爱在我们的姻亲关系中也会胜利。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.